Joseph Campbell and the Power of Myth with Bill Moyers. The message of the myth.
When Joseph Campbell was a little boy, his father took him to the Museum of Natural History in New York, and he was transfixed by the totem poles and masks. Who made them, he wondered? What did they mean? He began to read everything he could about Indians, their myths and legends. By 10, he was into the pursuit that made him one of the world's leading scholars of mythology and one of the most exciting teachers of our time. It was said that he could make the bones of folklore and anthropology live. The driving idea of his life was to understand the power of the stories and legends of the human race, especially those common themes and deep principles which energized our imagination down through the ages. The jealous God of Abraham is not the God of the stories of India, who shows neither wrath nor mercy. But however the mystic traditions differ, Campbell said, they're in accord in this respect. They call men and women to a deeper awareness of the very act of living itself, and they guide us through trials and traumas from birth to death. Joseph Campbell once said to his students at Sarah Lawrence College, "If you really want to help this world, what you will have to teach is how to live in it." That's what he taught. Over the last two summers of his life, in hours of conversations recorded in the library of Lucasfilm in California, we talked about how mythology can still awaken a sense of awe, gratitude, and even rapture.